Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk about a new community calendar is Jeff Budd from the Greater Sitka Arts Council. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Robert. Nice to see you, and welcome back to you.
And likewise, we've just been kind of reminiscing about our respective bike trips.
Yeah.
But we're not going to talk.
No, okay.
We want to. I can tell we'd rather talk biking. When it's funny how when people take kind of similar vacations and they connect, you know, you can even be going on a cruise or something and you get back to Sitka and say, oh, we went on a cruise too. And you want to sort of find out every detail of the other person's trip. But maybe we'll do this another time, talk about bikes. But this calendar,
yes, sir,
Jeff, is this is kind of a hoorah development for Sitka.
Sort of. I guess the history is it came from, 4 or 5 months ago, Charlotte Fox, who is the executive director of the state's Arts Council, was touring many of the communities in Sitka, and she ended up here in Sitka, many of the cities in Alaska, and came to Sitka and asked the Arts Council to invite people to come and have a conversation with her. And that lasted probably an hour and a half, 2 hours or so. And out of that came a lot of different things, but one of the main things that was heard was that a need for an opportunity to try to schedule together, maybe once or twice a year, do a calendaring, which I never knew was a word, but if you type it into your computer, the spell check has calendaring. And so that's what we did. And it took 3 or 4 months after she left to get together and sit down with a group of probably 20, 25 different people. Your own Molly Kabler was the facilitator. And then 10 or 15 other people sent in information. So we came up with a calendar. The idea, again, was to try to avoid duplication, have a chance to sit down face-to-face, and if there were duplications or, you know, overlapping times, for people to try to work that out and see if they could avoid that. And that happened a couple times at that meeting.
Did it ever come to fisticuffs?
No. Okay. Everybody was very cordial and collegiate, and it worked out just fine. There were some duplications, but I think that's inevitable in this town. And the idea, again, is when we were talking earlier, it's not to take away from the calendar, but you guys do, but encourage everybody to send their dates to the calendar. So if I want to schedule an event for January 15th, if I look it up and see, oh, my goodness, there's three things happening on January 15th, maybe I'll pick January something else.
Okay, yeah, I guess I should mention that Raven Radio's online calendar is our whole website was rebuilt, and we reopened, or I guess we relaunched it about 3 weeks ago, and the calendar is a Google calendar module, and it's pretty well bomb-proof, we hope, as long as everybody fills out every box. There are, you know, sometimes there's an optional asterisk, and we found that the calendar seems to want every box to have information on it, even if it says it's optional. So anyway, keep that in mind. But this hard copy community calendar is it sounds like it's the product of this kind of collective meeting of people who know that they have major events throughout the year. I mean, you've got everything from Nutcracker to Ardi Gras to Island Institute, the Barn Dances, Paths Across the Pacific, you know, there's.
I think the Chamber's got things on here. Braveheart does, I believe. I mean, we had, you know, when we looked at, I was surprised at the first meeting that when Charlotte came, there had to be 35 plus different groups represented. I'm sure some people represented one or two groups, other groups. And then at the calendar meeting, there was 25 or so people. And it was a good effort. It was fun to see all. And it was a diverse group. It wasn't just arts. It was agencies. It was some businesses and things like that, too.
Did anybody say, you know, or in this case, it was Molly Kabler, Coast Alaska Executive Director, who facilitated the meeting. Did anybody say, Molly, you know, how come we hadn't done this before?
People did say that. And the people with a longer history than I said that it did happen a long, long, long time. Well, that long, long makes it seem like a really long time. But, you know, 15, 20 years ago, apparently it did happen. And so the intent, I think, is, again, with this group kind of gave the Arts Council the marching orders to do this a couple times a year, just gather people, and those that show up will be there. And, of course, people can't always make the meetings, but they can send the information. Then hopefully people will work out the duplication. And, again, we will continue to say, please, you know, put all your events on. This is the only real community calendar in town, I think, that I know of. community schools used to try to do, and I think they no longer do it. So I think yours is kind of the go-to calendar.
Oh, the Raven Radio online calendar. Mm-hmm. So, well, that was sort of my my next couple of questions. First of all, this is by no means just the arts that we're talking about. This is
Don't have weddings in here,
right? It's not that kind of calendar, but no. It's. I see that. You know, like you said, there are chamber functions. Any sort of major, the Julie Hughes Triathlon.
Yeah, is the in high here. School things that are going up at the high school. Right. You know, the for example, the in March the Keach Kushaheen fifth grade band concerts in there.
Okay, and the downtown downtown sidewalk sale in August, a harvest wine and beer tasting.
Here's a good one. Mr. Whitekeys is coming to Sitka in April.
Okay, well, that's certainly arts.
A lot of people don't know who he is.
That's a kind of arts.
We'll let people know who he is when it gets closer.
If they don't know who Mr. Whitekeys is, they'll know come April 28th.
Yes, sir.
So that sort of leads to my next question is that this, you know, now that you've committed this calendar to paper and you've got events through the rest of 2011 and you've got events going into 2012, what if somebody is planning something major for 2012 that's not in this calendar now? What's the cycle going to be like, and how are you going to sort of solicit input into the paper calendar? How's that going to work?
Well, I think what we're going to do is try to do it again in maybe February, early in 2012, to give people again a chance. And if they do have events that they know that far in advance, how far in advance? Your calendar goes out infinity, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, so I would really highly encourage people to do that. And then maybe come to this gathering in February sometime and see if we can't hammer out if there's any duplications or overlaps and things like that.
Okay,
does that answer your question?
Yeah, so every February you'll have like...
Well, we'll try to do it twice a year.
Okay, so in February of 2012, you will start calendaring... I used the word. Yeah. You'll start calendaring events into 2013.
Yes. And then some people have planned into 2013 already.
Right. And when will you have the second meeting of the year?
6 months after that.
So
and August or September or something.
And that will be 2013 and on into
2014. I know, it's funny. But people, when we did this, there were people saying, hey, we know we're doing it 2013 and stuff like that. You guys probably know when your fundraisers are. You probably know when the next Stardust Ball is going to be, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, okay. So it does make sense to sort of look at the cycle and maybe go to the meeting with your date in mind and maybe a sense of some flexibility and the ability to work with other people who are also trying to put stuff on.
It was interesting. We were in the cafeteria in the Sweetland Hall, and we rolled out, we put, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 tables together, rolled out a long sheet of butcher paper that had been, Norm Campbell had been kind enough to make into calendars, and gave people stickies, and they just turned everybody loose. And then when you saw two or three stickies on the same date, those people got together. It was kind of fun to watch, and Molly just kept us moving, and it was good.
Interesting. Yeah. It does speak to just, there must have been a lot of posties.
Yeah,
a lot of posties on that piece of paper. Just the fact that they had to roll out, you know, a big roll of paper like that. Did anybody just break down in tears and say there's just too much
going on? But people, you know, this, it's interesting now that I'm more involved in the art world. There's a kind of a feeling that I think that sometimes the Arts Council may or may not be guilty. There's a lot of stuff, like I think last year's Artie Gras, we had maybe a few more things, and it just got overwhelming. I think people got fatigued, if that's a way to use the word, from just a lot of stuff to do, and so some things don't get as attended as well, and if we can learn to space them out and that kind of thing, I think everybody is served better, the people that are performing, the people that are coming to see it. So I think this is an effort to try to do that. We won't always be perfect, for sure.
Okay, and can I find your next meeting in this calendar? The next meeting?
No, sir, you cannot.
Okay.
Because it should be on there on February 12th, somewhere in February 12th, between the Raven Radio Adventure, Auction Internet, and the Family Fiesta, sometime in there maybe.
Okay. In February of 2012?
Yes, sir.
I'm looking at, okay, so it's going to be, I don't see either of those events. Are we looking at the same time, Jeff?
Yeah. This one here?
Oh, yeah. Okay. February 2012.
Maybe you got a bogus calendar.
Hmm. All right. Oh, yeah. Okay. Raven Radio Adventure Auction on the 16th through the 20th. Okay. Well, anyway, we're looking at paper copies of what's going on, Sitka's community calendar. Where can this thing...
Well, they can call me if they like. I'm going to be at the Christmas Bazaar, which I've... Is that on here? I don't know. But we'll have them there. They can call me worst come to worst. So we're in, what are we, in November? I don't know if the Christmas Bazaar is on there. Oh, yeah, there it is. Holiday annual, no, that's our crafts fair. It's not on there. So there you go. We're not perfect, but we'll be there. They can give me a call, 747-4821.
And I'll get them one. Is this the final version? This is kind of a photocopied and stapled little booklet that's presumably going to be available all over town.
Yes.
And at the Christmas Bazaar.
Yes.
And at the Christmas Bazaar, people could come to you probably or give you a call.
Yes, sir.
And find out when you're going to have the next February scheduling meeting.
Yes.
Exactly the date and time of the venue. And people putting together events for the rest of the year, 2012 and 2013, can lock down their dates.
And I would again encourage them to go to your website and put their events on your calendar and then see what's going on.
Yeah, kcaw.org is a good place to go to a similar sort of electronic version of this. And I guess that's your vision is not to ever go electronic with this, but to rely on existing calendars like Raven Radio's.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And just produce this paper version.
Yeah.
Once a year, this paper version's coming out?
We might do it twice.
Twice a year.
But it's a lot of work. And then every time you'd go to change it, what a lot of work that is,
right,
too. So I'm glad that you guys are doing what you're doing.
Okay, but even though it's a lot of work, it's not particularly... There's not a lot of overhead involved in this. It looks like just photocopying.
No, but to change it, that means every time, then you have to go pick up all the... So we said, this is the date. We're not changing this thing anymore. And
where can somebody get a copy of this now, today?
Now, today, they could walk up here and steal these from you. They could give me a call. I haven't really put them around town yet.
So okay, your number, Jeff?
747-4821.
All right. Jeff Budd is with the Greater Sitka Arts Council, which has worked to produce a hard copy version of Sitka's community calendar. It's got events going through 2012, and Jeff and the Arts Council are planning another facilitated calendaring meeting.
Yes, sir. Do you want to facilitate it?
Talk to Molly.
Okay.
She's good at that. Another facilitated calendaring meeting in February of this year. And your number again, Jeff?
747-4821.
All right. Thanks for doing
this. Thank you, Robert.
Thanks for doing this, and thanks for coming in and talking about it.